Welcome to Are You Real, episode 54.
Welcome to Are You Real, Finding the Authentic You, the podcast that focuses on Christians that are active in everyday life. Join in as we speak to everyone from successful business owners to educators to athletes about their faith and how it helps them reach out and revolutionize those around them to do the same. And now get ready to roar with your host, the voice of manifestation, John Fuller.
Hey, Roar Nation, John Fuller here, and I am excited this week for a special episode. I had the privilege and opportunity to speak at Cross Point Church in Amarillo. Great place to be if you ever get a chance. If you're in the Amarillo area, come check it out. I spoke this week on a scripture out of Psalms that the Lord had laid on my heart for about 3 weeks. It was a very timely word for the church, and I feel like it'd be a very timely word for you as well. But it is Psalms 119:105. It says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Man, we dug deep into that. I broke it down, how it applies to our life. So please check it out. I hope you enjoy it. If you are a pastor or somebody you want me to come out to your church and speak, I'd be happy to do it. Just shoot us an email. We love to travel and get the word out there, encourage the body of Christ. So Roar Nation, thank you so much for tuning in. Check out this episode. I hope you love it, and I would love your feedback. Be blessed. So as much as I wanted to come to you with a polished message, I'm here to tell you that it is not polished. I finished it late last night. I had a hard week, but I can tell you this. It is a very timely message because it has been weighing on me for about 3 weeks. Before I even knew I was going to speak, I knew that the Lord was saying this. And when I offered to speak, I knew it was a timely message just for you. For those of you that don't know me, my name is John Fuller. I do a weekly podcast around the world, and I interview Christians that are all, I think I have a slide somewhere on my website. I interview Christians all over the world that are making an impact and a difference, because when I was younger, I felt like I was called to ministry, but I thought called to ministry meant I had to be a pastor, or I had to be a worship leader, I had to be quote-unquote in ministry. But the truth is every one of us every day are in ministry, and that's at work. And the reason I did my podcast is because I wanted to encourage everyday people, believers that are in the body, to say, hey, whatever you're called to do, whether it's real estate or building or you clean or whatever it is, a teacher, whatever it is that you do, we are all called to be a light and minister the gospel everywhere, because without us in dark places, there is no light. Amen. So I'm going to slowly work through my notes with you guys. Again, I apologize, but I want it to resonate. I want it to soak in for what we have to say. Do we have slides this morning? Maybe? All right. So there's my website. If you do get a chance, it's called areyoureal.org. I've done this for about a year now. I've interviewed about 55 people all over the world. Who saw The Shack? If you guys saw that, it was a fantastic movie. I actually got to interview the author of The Shack. That was one of the best interviews I've ever done. It's very long. It's an hour and a half. But it is very impactful. I've listened to it, I think, 4 times now. So let me ask you this. Have you ever been in a situation and wondered what to do? Or have you ever been and you're just like, God, what in the world do I do now? And you're frustrated and you just have no idea what to do. Well, if you've ever breathed longer than a New York minute, and I've heard that saying, and I had to Google it. What is a New York minute? Does anybody know what a New York minute is? So I heard, or I read, that a New York minute is the time between when the light turns green in New York City and the cab driver behind you presses the horn. That's a New York minute. It's pretty fast. And if you've ever wondered where that came from, I believe Johnny Carson came up with it. For some of you, you know who that is. In the 1960s, it came out of Texas, so dated there a little bit. So hindsight is 20/20, right? We can look back and say we wish we would have made a better choice. We wish we would have made different choices. And the Bible is full of that. That's what I love about the Bible, because it's so transparent. If we go back in 2 Samuel, now for those of you that want to take notes, in 2 Samuel 11, we look at the story of King David, a beautiful example of a man that was after God's own heart, that couldn't have messed up things more than just about anybody. And in 2 Samuel, what David does is, in this story, is he sees Bathsheba bathing on the rooftop. And long story short, he commits a sexual sin. He ends up killing her husband, and then he tries to cover it up. And then through that process, I love what God does, because even in the midst of our sin, God will call somebody into our lives to pull us out of it. So he calls the prophet Nathan. And Nathan shows up and basically gives them this parable and says, there was this guy and he stole a lamb and he was poor and this rich man took it. And David is furious. And he basically says, you know, off with his head. And he says he needs to give back four times. In this burning anger, this is what I love about God. This is like the humor of God. Nathan looks at him and says, that man's you. And it pierces him to the heart. And through that, David is able to see what he did wrong. But also, because of his choice, you also reap what you sow. And Nathan tells him, he says, that your kingdom is basically going to be divided. And everything that's happened that you've done, your sin is going to be exposed to the entire kingdom. That all your wives that you have, that his son ends up having sex with all of his wives in public. It's complete humility for the kingdom. Because David made a bad choice. And because of that, years later, David ends up running from one of his sons, and it causes civil war within the kingdom. So let me ask you this. Have you ever just said, well, that's, or heard somebody say, well, that's just the way I am? They did something bad, and you're like, well, that's just me. That's my personality, right? David easily could have said that. David could have said, well, hey, I just love women. That's just the way I am. I'm a man. That's how God made me. What a naive statement. Unfortunately, I used to be that person. The reason I can relate to that is because I used to say whatever I thought, and it would just come out of my mouth. And somebody said to me one time, you need a filter. And I thought, a filter? A filter is for water purifiers. I don't need a filter. And then, shortly after, I met the Holy Spirit, Casey. For those of you who don't get that, my wife is Casey. And all of us need a Holy Spirit sometimes, right? Because God's sitting there banging on the door and we ain't listening, so he brings our spouse to come knocking for us. I want to tell you this. This is a side note. This is free. If you've been married for any length of time, especially if you're young in your marriage, it took us 10 years to figure out how to be married. Okay? You've heard the saying, opposites attract. Well, the thing is, so many times we spend so much time trying to change our spouse when in fact we really just need what our spouse has. And for me, what I needed was my wife to say, honey, you need to shut up and think about what you're saying. Amen? So I want to jump into Proverbs 18:21. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. An evangelist friend of mine on TBN once told me, he said, make your words sweet, because one day you're going to eat them. It's pretty good. Let's think about this. Think about where you're at in any situation in your life right now. Just pick any one, okay? Let me ask you this. Is you not changing worth possibly losing your friends, family, or a job? All of us every week are in situations and we have a choice to make. Is it worth not changing? Because it's easy to say, that's just the way I am. That's how I'm wired. I don't want to change. Is it worth it? So if you can't answer that question, the wannabe Brandon is going to be hanging out. He's going to hand out straitjackets at the end of the service. It was supposed to be Brandon, but Brandon's not here, so we're going to go with the wannabe Brandon. I say that jokingly, but honestly, who doesn't want God's best for your life? But God's best means that we have to change. We have a choice. We have to make that choice. What most of us don't realize is every one of us in our house have, most of us, have a treasure that's thousands of years old, and you don't even know it. But we're going to get back to that. Okay. So all that to say that we're going to jump into this scripture. For you note takers, we are going to start in Psalm 119, 105. This is a little bit out of what I normally do. I don't consider myself a teacher, but this is where I felt like the Lord was leading. So we are going to journey this together. Amen? Okay. So Psalm 119, 105 says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. Amen. So I want to start with word. In the beginning was the Word, John 1:1. And I'm going to read this to you. It says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. I don't know about you, but I love that verse because that is prophetically speaking of Jesus. I mean, that is powerful. If you ever get a chance, just do a study on that one passage. It is so powerful. But we're going to get a little practical here for a moment. So it's easy to say, Jesus, talking about the word, is a lamp unto my feet. So that scripture, we could say, Jesus is a lamp unto my feet. So let's think about a lamp. What's the purpose of a lamp? It houses the light, right? So the purpose of the lamp is to pierce through the darkness. The purpose of the lamp is to pierce through the darkness. Now, when you think about a lamp, it does its job. It's already lit, correct? No matter what, a lamp's going to do its job. It's our job to hold the lantern in front of us. It's our job to take the light in front of us and allow it to lead us. So every year I get the privilege of doing Boy Scouts with my son. For those of you who've never done Boy Scouts, I just want to give a quick plug. It is one of the best organizations I've ever been a part of, especially for young men. For these older men that want to get involved in any type of deal with boys to help and encourage, I highly recommend Boy Scouts. So that was a quick side plug. But every year I get to go to Boy Scout camp, and at the end of the night, it's pitch black. We camp out. And well, most of the kids brush their, well, no, I brush my teeth. Most of the kids don't. So at the end of the night, when I go to brush my teeth, it's pitch black. I have a flashlight, a bottle of water, and a toothbrush. You notice I mentioned three things. I have two hands, kind of like a circus. So in the dark, I'm sitting there trying to brush my teeth, and I can't really always see where I'm going, so I wear a headlight to allow me to see what I'm doing. I allow the light to direct my steps. What I want to say this morning about the light is you have to be purposeful. You have to allow it to lead you and direct you where you're going. So I want to take a practical life application. For those of you who don't know, my day job is roofing and construction. And in that business, every day, I basically call it, I babysit grown men all day long. It is sometimes one of the most frustrating jobs that I've ever had. Because you would think because they're grown-ups, they would do what they're supposed to do, but they don't. And that being said, there's days that I really just want to speak what I'm thinking. Because either somebody doesn't do what they're supposed to. How many times have you guys been at work and somebody, you're just thinking in your mind, why did you do that? Like, that's just common sense. Why did you do that? I don't know. And I just want to hit myself. But the truth is at that moment, I have a choice. So it's easy for me, my natural reaction is to say what I'm thinking. And I'll be honest with you, I want to say, are you really that stupid? Right? I mean, is that not, I really want to say that. But here's the thing. If I'm standing up here and they're sitting in the back and all they can remember is, John told me I'm stupid. Are they really going to receive any word that I'm probably ever going to speak into their life? Absolutely not. So just because I'm saying it doesn't, thinking it doesn't mean I can say it. And that goes for all of us. We have a choice. Whether it's family, friends, or work, we have a choice. And what that means is taking that lantern and allowing it to lead us into that situation when I want to sit there and say, you are a complete moron and you're stupid. The truth is what I need to say is I need to speak life into them because God sees them through a different filter than the way I see them. And that is the way that I need to speak to them because they are God's creation. So the second part is light. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So for a moment, I want to talk. The definition of light says it is a natural agent that stimulates sight and makes things visible. It helps understand of a problem or a mystery or enlightenment. So if we take that scripture and the definition, we merge them together, we could say that Jesus, because he's the word, right, stimulates or opens my eyes, allowing me to have a visible path. So we are all spiritually blind before we see the Lord, every one of us. The Gospel of John talks about the blind man. There's a blind man that gets healed on the Sabbath. And the Pharisees are interrogating him because they're mad because he got healed on the Sabbath. And I love this because they're interrogating him. They're mad about the fact. And he's standing there. And I love this statement. He says, I don't know if Jesus is a sinner or not. I have no idea. But I can tell you this. I once was blind, but now I see. Without light, without Jesus, we are blind every day to the situations in front of us. We need to take that light. We need to take God's word, that valuable treasure that I told you that's 2,000 years old, that's been sitting in your house. We need to take that light and we need to apply it to our lives. It's not just a book of stories. It's not just a thing of history that's happened. The word says it is living. It is active. It is sharper than a two-edged sword. If we would apply it to every situation in our life, it allows us to see the direction that we're supposed to go. It is a light unto our path. So I was thinking about this passage. I told you I've been chewing on it for a couple weeks. And what I loved about this is every time I'd ever heard that passage, what I thought about was a flashlight. Anybody else? You're a light unto my path. Like I thought of street lights or a headlight or something like that, right? Driving down the road, you got your headlights. Well, think about this. When that verse was penned, the author only knew light of one of two things, like a menorah. He had a lamp, and it was a single wick, right? So I don't think I have to explain, when you're holding something that small, all you can see is about 1 foot, maybe 2 feet in front of you, right? How many times in your life, I know I have, I'm like, when I pray, I'm a big picture person. So everything, whether it's in business or life, everything I do, I just see the big picture. And then I have to figure out how to break it down. So when I go to God, I'm like, God, what's my purpose? What am I supposed to do in life? All these different things. I want the big picture. And God's like, here's your lamp. Take a step. But Lord, where do I need to go? What do I need to do? For young people, who do I marry? What job do I take? What do I do? God says, just take a step. So many times what we want is just this halo, this light, this like, moment, right? I mean, am I the only one? We all want that. That's obvious because why? Because it's easy. It would be so easy if life was just this magnified light and all of a sudden you could just see everything. But that is not how the gospel works. The truth is, it's about faith and it's about trust. And it's like, God, what are you doing? And he says, just take a step. But where are you going? Just take a step. But God, what do I do in my business? Take a step. If you allow the Lord to lead you in every situation, he will give you the truth because the word is the truth. He is a light into our path. Which leads me to my next point, path. The truth is, every single one of us has a path. Amen? Every single one of us. And the beauty of that is all of our paths are different. And even within the midst of that, somewhere, all of our paths overtwine. And we can help each other along that path, but yet they're still different. It is our job to discover our purposes, our talents, our abilities, the things we are good at, and go after that path and walk that path and not try to walk somebody else's path. Can I get up in y'all's business for just a second? Is that okay? If I offend you, then I did a good job. Let me tell you this, okay? Who's ever dealt with jealousy? Who's ever thought, I want what they have? I like their car. I like their house. I like their job. I wish I made as much money as they did. I like her hair. I like her nails. She's pretty. Am I the only one? Am I speaking truth? Okay, let me tell you this. The reason we struggle with those things is because we're trying to walk somebody else's path. If you would walk your path, your purpose, use your talents, your gifts, and your abilities, you wouldn't give a care or a rip about anybody else's life. You would actually be excited for them because you know that you're walking on your path. Amen? So next time you feel frustrated and you're sitting there thinking, well, I like what they have. Well, awesome, but God's got something just as good for you. And jump into it. And if you feel that stirring in your heart, that's like a valve check. You ever, your engine light ever go off? and you're like, uh-oh, I need to go get it checked. Anytime you feel like resentment or jealousy or all those things, it's okay to feel them. We all have it. But when the engine light goes off in your heart, it's like time to go. Instead of going to AutoZone and getting it checked, you need to go before the Holy Spirit and say, hey, God, why am I feeling this way? So next time, just remember you need to check your light. Also, as a side note, I want to say scripturally, you, every one of you, are the apple of God's eye. I can stand before you and say, I'm God's favorite. And you should be able to look right back at me and say, I'm God's favorite. Because he uniquely made every single one of us differently. If you have kids, you totally understand what I'm saying. Like, we have this saying at our house all the time. The kids, it's hilarious. They fight with me. They're like, oh, I know I'm dad's favorite. Because I tell my oldest, you're my oldest favorite daughter. I tell my youngest, you're my youngest favorite. And it's easy for my son. I get to tell him he's my favorite boy. And then we'll sit down at the dinner table and one of them will leave and they'll whisper in my ear and say, I know I'm your favorite. Aren't I? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. You are my favorite. They can't comprehend that I love them totally differently. But yet I love them individually, uniquely. And that is you. And that is your path. You have a path. And you need to find God. What are you doing? Where are we going? Just so you believe me about path, I looked it up scripturally. In Proverbs 14:12, we have two paths. It says, there is a path before each person that seems right, but in the end it is death. How many times have we handled a situation in our own wisdom and done what we thought was right, like maybe King David, and we did something, and then we get to the end of the path and go, oh my gosh, I made a bad choice. Anyone? I got a list, man. I could do finances. I could do friendships. I mean, I got a list of them. All of us do. But as we walk with the Lord any time at all, and we take the light, instead of doing what we think we should do in our own wisdom, we need to take the word and say, God, what are you saying in this situation? Taking that lantern and allowing it to lead us down that path one step at a time. In Proverbs 3:5-6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Amen. I personally just went through a season. I've walked with the Lord now for 18 years. For some of you, that's a lot, and for some of you, that's nothing. But it's my walk. And I went through a month that I'm telling you was the hardest month I've gone through in probably 10 years, and most people didn't know it. I was financially frustrated. Casey and I were frustrated at each other. We had things going on with our house. I mean, I wasn't in any sin. There wasn't any of these things going on. But I felt so tested and so frustrated every single day. I pulled over on the side of the road. I was going to bid a job and happy. And I pulled over on the side of the road and I cried. And I just wept. I said, God, this is hard and I am so frustrated right now. But I can tell you this, he is faithful. I can stand on his promises because I know he loves me. I didn't have a moment. I didn't sit there and say, God, why am I going through this? I didn't throw a rock at God. I wasn't mad. I wasn't angry at him, but I was internally frustrated. But I went to the Father and I said, God, what are you doing? You are obviously trying to show me something. My engine light is on and I'm really upset right now. And we went through a whole month of this, and I got to the end of May, and I read somebody sent me a prophetic word from a prophetess out of Australia, and she talked about what the attack of the enemy for the month of May of what was happening to the saints, and man, it was spot on. We get to the end of May, and I'm not exaggerating, the next day, June came first, and my phone was ringing off the hook. And as clear as I'm speaking to you today, I heard the Lord said, you passed the test. What I can tell you is my test wasn't about sin or wasn't something I'm doing. The Lord wanted to see where my heart was. And what I mean by that is I didn't pass blame. I didn't blame somebody for the situation that I was in. I wasn't mad at anybody. I wasn't mad at God. But I had to look internally and say, God, what are you doing? Because I'm not digging this. Like, this ain't fun. But I'm going to keep trusting. I'm going to keep standing on your word. I'm going to keep holding the light. I'm going to keep standing on the word of God. I'm going to hold it in front of me. And wherever you're leading, I'm going to go. But I'm going to go with you and not in my own thoughts. Whatever path you have for me. I want to share this with you real quick. My podcast was a perfect example of stepping out in faith. For some of you, there's a path in front of you and you don't know what to do. About 1 year ago, I felt like the Lord showed me my gifts and talents. I stepped out and I started a podcast. There was times that I wanted to quit because it was frustrating. I was getting, for those of you who don't know what a podcast is, I didn't either. So now on top of that, I had to figure out how to do it, and there's technology involved and all this stuff. And as I start doing it, I'm doing these interviews, and we're months into it. We're like 6 months into it. I've poured a ton of money into it. I'm getting like a couple hundred downloads a month. And friends of mine were generous and thoughtful and said, well, man, that's like speaking to, you know, the congregation right here, a couple hundred people. That's awesome. And I'm like, yeah, it's great. But I got friends that are getting like thousands and thousands a day. I was trying to walk their path. I was frustrated because I was trying to be in their path. And at the point where I wanted to give up, I started getting emails and text messages from people all over the world that said that they were finding their purpose in their life because they were listening to the show. It was like just enough to take one more step for one more week. And it was hard. And then all of a sudden, because I was faithful, the scripture says, he who is faithful with a little will be faithful with much. Amen. All of us want the big pie in the sky. And sometimes God's like, hey, here's a spoon. Take a bite. Right? I was taking one bite at a time. In about 6 months, we went from having hundreds of downloads a month to about 3,000 downloads a day. And that is awesome. And as much, I have people asking me, well, how did you do it? And what did you do? And all these different things. And this is the beauty of it. I can take zero credit for what God has done because it's not me, it's him. And sometimes we need to quit worrying about the whole pie and just get a spoon and just take one bite. As we close today, band, go ahead and come up as we close and finish service. I want to tell you this, no matter what circumstance you're going through, no matter what life is bringing you, whether it's family or work, and there's things that are going on you don't understand, I can promise you this, God is faithful. He is faithful in our marriage. He is faithful at work. He is faithful in our finances. He is faithful in all areas. But you have to grab the lantern and you have to let it lead you. If you want God's best and you want what God has for your life, you need to hold his word, his light in front of you and allow it to lead you in the direction that he's calling you. Amen. So as we close today, for those of you that need prayer, whatever you're going through, our prayer team, if you'd please come forward. Some of you today need direction. Every one of you have a path, but we don't always know which way to step. I invite you today to come down, have somebody pray with you, ask God, where do I step? Where are you leading? And allow him to take you. There's a Zig Ziglar used to say, from good to great. Allow the Lord to lead you. Only he can take you from good to great. Y'all be blessed. For those of you that still need prayer, please come forward. Let's pray. For those of you, thank you so much. Thank you for coming to Crosspoint today. I can't think of a more beautiful family to be a part of. Thank you for being here. We love you and have a blessed week. Amen.
That's all for this episode of Are You Real? Finding the Authentic You. Be sure to go to areyoureal.org for your free questionnaire to identify your gifts and talents and how you can use them to help people become leaders and catapult them into their destiny to help others become the leaders of tomorrow. We appreciate you spending your time with us and look forward to helping you reach out and revolutionize next time on Are You Real? Finding the Authentic You.